Last time on The Atheists, the Bible, and No Wardrobe, we read Genesis 1:1-23. Day 5 just ended, and God is growing grass without the sun and other fun magic tricks. Let's see if he can also assemble his IKEA kitchen without instructions and a hex key, shall we?
Hello and welcome back to The Atheists,
the Bible,
and No Wardrobe, the podcast. Last time when we left, I think we were talking about Genesis still, if I recall.
Oh, yes.
Apparently God was having a shit fit, I guess, of some sort. I can't try to remember who's doing the dishes.
We had all that grass and no Doritos, I think was what we...
Yeah, all the grass and no Doritos. Damn, we got to keep God busy. Just give him some Doritos, we'll be all right. I think we should start pick this up at 1:24. What do you think?
Sounds good.
Okay.
Sounds great to me.
And God said, "Let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping thing, and beast of the earth after his kind." And so, and it was so. All right. If he says bring forth every living creature, why did he have to say cattle and creeping thing? He's distinguishing out cattle from creeping things and beasts. I mean, why?
Because he likes a good steak or a burger. He loves the smell of barbecue and meat, especially beef. Which is the Cadillac of frying, you know, barbecue and meat. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills, so why are we surprised that he's not, you know, like a Stuart Anderson or something?
Exactly. Well, yeah, he's definitely pointing out that he's pointing out the cattle for sure, you know.
Look at them cows.
Cow! There's another cow. That same cow. Oh. Okay.
1:25, and God made the beast of the earth after... Wait, you just read that.
Yeah, no, I read 1:24.
Oh, wait.
Yeah. 1:25 is yours.
Well, 1:25 says the same damn thing.
Almost, it does, certainly.
And God said that the beast of the earth, made the beast of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind, and God saw that it was good.
Wait a minute, so his kind? So you're, wait a minute, say, if I'm reading this right, and every creepy thing upon the earth after his kind, then that, if see, this is so poorly worded, because after his kind refers back to God, so God's a creepy thing. We've got it all wrong. God isn't shaped in man's image. He's shaped like after a snake or a serpent or something.
I'm jumping ahead of ourselves. So then why did he get upset when the Israelites made a golden calf?
I know there's like, we are getting ahead of ourselves, but he says he's after the cattle. He's mentioning the cattle again. He's got a cattle fetish. He's got a cow fetish. I like those cows and those udders. And God said, "Let us make man in our image." Who is he talking to? Who is he talking? He's the only one there. Who's he talking to? God's got an invisible magical friend too. "After our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea." Isn't that what's his name? Aquaman's job? And over the fowl of the air. And over the cattle, again with the
God
cattle.
God mentioned the cattle, yeah.
Again, God mentioned the cattle. And over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Well, where else would you be? I mean, if you're creeping, where else would you be? I mean, would you be flying? I mean, obviously not.
No.
Did you have to reiterate the creeping thing is creeping upon the earth? I mean...
Man is on top, and man gets to be at the top of the food chain, and he gets to be in charge. Yay us. Yeah. Except for God. I mean, as under God, but we're the middle management.
Yeah. Well, you know, definitely. Yeah, we are middle management on this. You know, it does say here, it says that God supposedly gave dominion over every living thing, gave humans over every dominion over every living thing. This couldn't be true, of course, because since millions of other species existed for millions of years before humans existed. But this verse is used by fundamentalist Christians to justify their mistreatment of other species and disregard for the environment. After all, they believe that God created every other species just for them so they can do whatever they please. So
which I think it explains that Oregon occupation, those cattle ranchers that too, it is. It's like this abuse of nature. Well, no, we're supposed to dominate it. We're supposed to, you know, make it our own and no. And we evidently, this is really sad. This is a very sad statement. So evidently we are made in God's image. And I have to say, after the last, I don't know how many months of shootings and violence, I say, fuck you, God. I'm sorry. Oh my gosh. 27
is our
Thank
next
you.
One.
Okay.
Yes.
So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created him. Male and female, he created them. I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like them, so I am. God, this isn't even good prose, God. What the hell? You're inspiring somebody to write this and you just sit there and repeat yourself?
Yeah. Well, and you know what? In this line particularly, exactly. It's saying, it shows that God has created man and woman at the same time, not man first and then woman, but a man first or man and woman at the exact same time. That would be so, Lilith, by everybody, by the way.
So God is both male and female.
Yeah.
So God is transgender.
So why is all these people going after the transgender? God's transgender, obviously.
Look at this. You know, when I... Just saying. Yep. God, come out of the closet already.
Yeah.
I think he's projecting. That's why there's all this hatred.
And God blessed them. They must have been sneezing, I guess. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. Wait a minute. Replenish it. That would imply that it was stocked full before. Because when
you
replenish something, it was something that was already existing there and put it in place. And then you're just putting more there. Why would they need to replenish it? Are you trying to say that there was something else there? I'm just asking, you know. I'm asking these questions.
And
subdue it. And have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Again, he's talking about the same thing we said back in 126. The only thing is he just removed the word creepeth because some people were getting creeped out by the word creepy. It's creepy. It's creepy.
Stomp on those bugs and shoot those birds and have those unclean thoughts about the sheep and the flock. Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever tried to have dominion over a fish? I mean, I've had goldfish, okay? And I can't get those things to do damn squat one. I mean, I sit there and go, jump, jump. And they look at me and go, bloop, bloop. What are you talking about? What? Jump? What?
You haven't seen my goldfish. They started out as feeders, and now they are like almost koi size. They're huge. They scare me. I'm like my cats. Stay away from the fish. That little line, subdue it. Replenish the earth and subdue it, though. Yeah,
right.
Just force everything to be what you want it to be.
Right. Don't let anybody else or anything have its own individuality. Just force what you want it to be onto it.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Verse 29, and God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all of the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat. So there's all this cattle, but they're supposed to just eat seeds and fruit.
Right. And it says, and to you shall be for meat. I guess meat in this context means it thinks that anything that's all food is meat. I mean,
right.
No, we don't classify a salad as meat. We just don't. The guy should have figured this out. Says a salad, yeah, that's meat. No, it's not meat. That's a salad. You know, there's no proteins. The same proteins that are in a steak, and not only that, since plants have evolved to be poisonous to certain animals because, you know, they want to survive too. God's advice is a little very reckless here. Would you tell your children to go out in the garden and eat whatever the plants they encountered? I wouldn't. But then if you're much nicer and smarter than God, then just saying, if you don't tell your kids, go out, hey, go eat the grass in the yard. It's good for you. Yeah, absolutely. And that blackberry bush over there with the red berry bush, the ones with the little bird berries. You know which ones I'm talking about. Go ahead and eat those. Those are good for you too, because God made it.
Exactly. It's all good.
According to God, it's all good. But if you know that you shouldn't eat that, then you're smarter than God. I'm just saying.
I think God just wants to keep all the cows for himself.
He wants all the cows.
That's right.
And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth. There's a creepeth again. Wherever we're in, there is life. I have given every green herb for meat, and it was so. Make it so, number one.
mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
This is kind of weird, too. It says all animals were originally herbivores. Tapeworms, vampire bats, mosquitoes, and barracudas, all strict vegetarians as created by God. These animals are not those particular ones. Tapeworms, that's not a vegetarian. Vampire bats, mosquitoes, barracudas, no.
Even, lions, tigers, bears, oh my. Yep. They all were a vegetarian, I think. Yeah, I've heard this.
Yeah,
I've heard
Ken
this
Ham.
Being taught.
Yeah, Ken Ham spouts this nonsense, saying, "Yeah, every animal was a vegetarian, and then man came along and fucked it up." Well, he doesn't say fucked, but man messed it up, and then
specifically one person.
One person, yeah, one person. It's all your fault, Connie.
Oh, 131, and God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good, and the evening and the morning were the sixth day.
See, there he is, it goes again, and the evening and the morning were a whole other day again.
Evening and morning, wait, so he did this all at night? Are we supposed to take that to mean that it goes...
Maybe he did it in the afternoon, I don't know, it's hard to tell.
It's maybe like, it's only a 12-hour day because we're just going evening to morning. Or,
yeah,
I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to figure this out. You know,
if you're
going to tell a literal story, tell a little literal story. But this poetry shit is driving me crazy.
Yeah, don't try to figure it out too much. Otherwise, your brain will go.
He did a lot in 6 days.
So that's claimed anyway.
Exactly.
Now there's a quotation here. It's about it was very good. God supposedly purposely designed a system that ensures the suffering and death of all its creatures, parasites and host, predator and prey. So if it's all very good, then that means everything that kills somebody, something else, it's all very good. It's God's design. God created everything. So that was part of the design.
Exactly. Well, he can't be omniscient and not know that.
Yeah, you would think.
He's all powerful. He could have done a lot of things.
Oh, absolutely could have done a lot of things. Unfortunately, he didn't do jack shit because that's just not, it wasn't there.
Oh, I think he saves that for the next thing here.
Yeah. Well, speaking of the next thing, we're on to Genesis 2. Connie, would you lead us off?
All right. 2:1. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them.
They were finished. You're done. You're fired. Oh, no, sorry.
The host. Okay.
The host.
The host of them.
Is that the host with the most?
I don't know. Maybe those are the angels. I don't know. I mean, like you said before, God's obviously not alone. And he says, and he refers to these other beings with him as equals. That's weird.
Yeah, because he said it's in our image. Hey, guys, all gods among us. I made this thing in our image. Our image, not my image. Our image, all of us. Oh.
This is our group project. Why don't you just sign off of it? I've done everything. No, you won't get any blame. I'll just take all the credit.
Yeah, right. That's like working with somebody that's like that. It's like you come up with a great idea. It's like, hey, pass that on to the boss, and I'll get a raise. And he passes it on to his boss, and he gets a raise, and you get shit.
All of a sudden, Lucifer's sitting there looking at it like his pink slip, like, what the hell?
I got a pink slip. What the hell?
No, literally, what the hell?
Oh.
Oh, God. Okay.
And on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had made. Now, I discovered something just recently that a lot of religions have this thing around the number seven for some reason, because, and here's an example of it. It's on the seventh day. So, yes. I don't know. But the thing is, if God's all powerful, why would he need to rest? I mean, if you're all powerful, you're all omniscient, you shouldn't need to rest. You just like, if you can create matter and energy out of, you know, going abracadabra, then you've expended no calories. Why would you need to rest?
Well, some magical thinking says that actually speaking an incantation or a spell does require energy. I mean, you know, energy always comes from somewhere.
Right, but so where does it come
maybe
from?
Maybe it's more like emotional.
His emotion. His emotional. God, we got emotional. I was like, I got my monthly. I just can't do it. I gotta rest.
You rested, huh? Okay, rested. Where did he rest? I mean, did he lay down?
Where did he rest? Did he like lay down in the middle of the, you know, the Crab Nebula? Like, I'm gonna fluff this up and make a pillow out of it, and
I'm gonna do some Netflix and chill. All that creating made me hungry, tired at the same time. Let me bring those cattle over here.
Bring the cattle over.
Bring those sheep over here.
Yeah.
2:3, and God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. Ah, so he had a committee of me, and the me said to me, and you and I, we did such a good job. Look at that star on the wall. I'm just going to name this day my day.
Oh, yeah.
And because of it, everybody gets to just twiddle their thumbs.
I guess that's where he gets the whole three people, you know, me, myself, and I, you know.
I know. Yep. I think so.
Apparently, now that was just the first version of creation. There is a second one. Oh, my gosh. A second version of creation.
God.
Can you get any, if you don't, I don't understand. If you've created something, why would you need two versions of it? Was the not the first version like, that was 1.0, I'm going to make 2.0 now.
Well, you know, it's sort of like how Hollywood made the Fantastic Four movie, and it's only been less than a decade, but they felt like they had to reboot it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They did. And,
so
and,
I think this is God rebooting it. I didn't really like the way this came out, so here's an alternate version.
So we're actually living in an alternate universe. We could actually be living in an alternate universe of ourselves.
I know, but there's no Stan Lee cameo.
No.
In either one, and I just... I'm sorry. I'm getting ahead of ourselves. Maybe Stan Lee makes an appearance in this one.
Maybe he will.
Sorry. I have to pretend like I've never read this before. So, all right.
That's hard to do when you're an atheist. 2:4, yeah. Starting the second creation account. These are the generations of the heaven and the earth, and of the earth, when they were created in the day that the Lord capitalized. Lord God, Lord God, I am Lord God. Worship me. Lord God made the earth and the heavens. Why would he have to make the heavens? Isn't he already in heaven?
I'm confused by the the word generations.
Yeah. Does that mean there are generations of other beings before him?
Generations, but it's in the day. That's not even multiple days. We always say, oh, there were 7 days. No, this is the day that God made. It all took place in one day.
Yeah, it all take. So now we're instead of taking 7 days, now it take place in one day.
No. I see no TARDIS. I see no phone booth. I don't accept that God did this.
No, I don't either. No.
2:5. And every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew, for the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground. What?
Why would you need a man to till the ground? I mean, you're fucking God. Just go poo, poo, tilled, poo, tilled, poo, tilled. Are you now? God's getting lazy. Now. God's getting fucking lazy. Like, you know what? I made all this stuff. You know what? I need a servant. I need a slave. You know what? I'm gonna go over here. I need a slave person to do stuff for me because, like, I'm just so important and everything. Like, I made $100 billion, trillion, gazillion last week, and I did it like in 5 seconds. So I'm obviously better than everybody else. So I need somebody else to do my work for me.
Because what he really wants is a companion. Somebody to talk to.
Yeah, I suppose. But wait a minute. He said in our image earlier, so he had other people to talk to.
Well, you know, maybe God just wasn't the popular kid at school. You know, he was sort of the douchebag and everybody kicked him. There was a little sign on his back and Thor and Zeus were like, oh, look at that loser. You know?
Kick God here.
Like, I'm gonna show you one day.
He's got the kick me sign on the back.
Exactly. My glasses. You broke my glasses again. Got tape on it in the middle.
He's a nerd. Wait a minute. No, I resemble nerds.
That's too kind. That's too kind. No.
No, that's too kind.
He's just the dumb jock.
Yeah. Next line there, Connie.
What?
Next line. 2:5. That's yours.
I just read it.
Oh. You did. Yeah, you did. I'm sorry. I was like, I was waiting for you. Like, okay. Huh? Oh, no, it's my turn now. Oh,
you
I see.
You blame God. Man.
I blame You're God. See, he fucked me up.
All right, 2:6.
2:6. That's mine line. Ha ha.
Ha ha.
But there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. The ground has a face? The whole face of the ground? Wait a minute. A mist came up from the earth. Why would you? I'm confused, Connie. Why would you need a mist?
I am too.
Why would you need a mist to come up from the earth to water it?
Because we can't have rain yet because we've got the whole canopy thing like Hen Ham talked about.
Oh, yeah.
That actually, you know, we have that big bubble around Earth, which wasn't just the atmosphere. And there wasn't rain yet. And we can't, I don't want to spoil it for people. I don't want to say that there was no rain before the ark because that's like down the ways a little bit. So there's just this mist. So it's like foggy.
It's a fog.
So
God, no wonder God couldn't find Adam. He was lost in the fog.
Yeah, it's a tropical environment. So, yeah. Explains a lot of things, right?
Yeah.
2:7. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul.
Wait a minute. The dust, wouldn't that be mud? Because if the mud, it says the watered the whole face of the ground, where's the dust? Everything's wet. That's mud. That's not dust. You know, dust is when the particles ground is dry, or dust is, you know, other things. You know, dust could be human skin. Yeah. And
all I can see is God doing CPR on a clay statue here.
He wasn't really blowing air into it to make it life. He was making out with it, and some of his friends caught him. He's like, "Oh, I'm making a man. That's what I'm doing. I'm making a guy. I'm not making out with this thing. What would I do that for?"
Remember, God's a transsexual. In this scene. It is. It's very confusing. And again, God and man became a living soul. And I think this is a verse too, where a lot of believers like to say, this is how come we are elevated above all of the other creatures on the planet.
Right.
We are special because we have a soul and all other things don't. Unless you're a dog or a cat lover, and then you go, no, there's got to be a heaven for these things. But I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, the fact is, you don't want to breathe into someone's nostrils. I mean, that's just not the good way to get air into a body. You have to blow through the mouth. The mouth has the bigger hole. I mean, this is a bad, if I were a designer, I would say the human body is a bad design. It's a terrible design. You eat and you breathe in the same hole. That doesn't cause problems. God couldn't figure this out. He couldn't figure out, if they put food in here and it clogged up the airway, they're going to die. No, if he was a good designer, he could have put that thing about halfway down our chest. It's like, insert food here, breathe up here, you know.
Why aren't they totally separate?
Yeah, why aren't they just totally separate? That should be job one. Make it easier.
Intelligent design, my ass. And that's probably not also intelligent design.
Now, I do want to mention in chapter one, the plants were created on the third day before the humans were created on the sixth. But in this version, chapter two, the order is reversed. So this one, they made the humans, and now they're going to make, then they make the plants later on.
Yeah.
So, which way is it, God? You can't have it both ways. You just can't have it both ways.
But he's transgender.
He's transgender.
So maybe he does. Maybe I'm speaking out of my ass right now. I don't know what that means necessarily that you're bisexual. Never mind. I'm confused.
This is a confusing book. I don't blame you, Connie. I do not blame you. And the Lord. God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and you got to stay away from westward. I'm just saying, you know, that's the bad side of town.
Well, that's where the sun rises.
Yeah.
So he likes a good sunrise.
And there he put the man whom he had formed. He just picked up the clay man. It's like, he's like, tossed him over there. It's like, here you go. Whee!
You see this huge hand, like, picking this man up.
When I read this statement, I think of, like, the little girl in the, that's got the little dolls, putting them in the house and everything like that. Yes. This is a Twilight Zone episode. Like, all the little toys trying to get out. Why do we have a clown in here? Why do I have a entertainer in here? Why am I in here? And then you climb over to the outside and you've dropped outside the toy barrel.
I love how God planted a garden. Don't you just see him out there?
How can he plant a garden? How can he be planting a garden? He's bitching about there's nobody there to till the land. He couldn't have planted it. That's contradictory right there. He didn't plant shit.
Hell doesn't exist yet. He can't hire a contractor.
Yeah, it's right. You ever tried to hire a contractor? Holy shit.
I thank Jim Gaffigan for that joke, actually. Although it had to do with a gate in heaven. But you see him out there. Which end do you put up first in these bulbs? Is it the round, pokey end, or is it the smooth end? I don't know. God, he created a garden. Okay. And I don't know. I mean, maybe do you notice that it's just God and this creation that he's made? Maybe he expects to be the special someone. What does he want from him?
I don't know, but he keeps making sure that everybody knows he's Lord. But anyway, we're at our half hour mark, so we should get out of here. But we will be back again later. And if you want to reach us or contact us, We have a Twitter account. It's at twitter.com/ABANW podcast. That's twitter.com/ABANW podcast. If you would like to donate to the show, that's over at Patreon. That's patreon.com/ABANDNW. I know, I'm sorry, a little confusing there. And we also have a blog. It's over at ABANW. I'll try that again. Our blog is ABANDNW. And that's at .wordpress.com. The other one, the Patreon, was ABANDNW. Just to clear that up. And, oh, Facebook. We also have a Facebook account. Our Facebook page is facebook.com/ABANDNW. So it's ABANDNW. So
we haven't decided whether we're a garage band. We're probably a garage.
We're probably a band. I think we're a band now.
Sweet. I play a little guitar. The recorder.
I used to be able to play the recorder, but not anymore. That was years ago. Years ago. All right. Well, we'll see you next time. On the.
Goodbye.
We'll see.
Sorry.
That's all right. We'll see you next time on The Atheist, The Bible, and No Wardrobe.